Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. If all goes as planned, I'm on my way back from Tecama this morning after speaking to the Burt County cattlemen last night. Tomorrow night, I'm honored to be a part of the Aurora Co-op Centennial Celebration, and Wednesday, I'll be making a quick run to Hastings for an Agronomy Services Customer Appreciation Meeting. After this rush, I'm caught up with speaking engagements for a while, but the boys have Saddle Bronc Boot Camp at Burwell next weekend, and I think Beth kind of wants me to go to be there to pick up the pieces. This all coincides with hauling feed to the cows and calving a few heifers for a friend of mine, so the road will be kept pretty warm this week. But hey, at least gas isn't up to $3.50 yet. My son Will is home from school this week, and we have some friends coming from Des Moines, Iowa, along with the horses, to spend part of spring break watching the spring break. It would be pretty easy in the rush of this week to let it go by without giving much thought about Easter. One of the very first homegrown programs that I hosted was on Easter Sunday morning. That was 5 years ago. We all know life goes by pretty quickly, but I hope that everyone listening today is aware that the price that was paid for us 2,000 years ago is just as relevant today as it was the day the Lord gave His life up for us. I'd like to revisit a poem that I wrote several years ago. I call this one, Sore Spot in My Saddle Seat. The grass is stirrup high this morning as I ride. Calves are looking slick and fat at their mother's side. Sunshine warm on my face, the only reason to feel blue is this sore spot in my saddle seat that made me think of you. Ain't it funny how an ounce of pain can taint a ton of blessing? You are on my mind today. The reasons have me guessing. I'm sorry that my words hurt you. I wish I could take them back. Once anger gets the bitten teeth, it runs hard down the track. When my apology was not accepted, that really burned my hide. A person should tread lightly when testing a cowboy's pride. My first inclination, please don't take this as a flirt, is to just say, hey, that's the cowboy way. You can kiss me where I hurt. Friend, I cannot leave it there. I hope you know this true. For you see, I ride for Jesus, who takes a different point of view. You should not respond in anger. His ways may seem unique. I do have a new appreciation for turning the other cheek. Christ was not a cowboy. He rode just one colt to town. He was revered, and the crowds all cheered and laid palm branches down, as he was given praise and glory just the way that it should be. Was there a sore spot in his saddle seat that reminded him of me? The suffering that he went through, I cannot comprehend. Though I was a party to it, he forgave me, friend. His words and his example tell me to do the same. Holding on to bitterness does not glorify his name. In Matthew 22, Christ spoke to the teachers of the law. They asked the greatest commandment. His word stuck in their craw. Love the Lord with all your heart, but also love your neighbor. Though this isn't always easy, his ways are worth the labor. I will ask for your forgiveness when I get under your skin. If my walk don't match my talk, no one is taken in. I cannot drag you up to heaven. I can chase you the wrong way. And that would be my shame when I go to him someday. Today I will stand up in my stirrups and adjust my point of view. For when I ride the trails of heaven, I pray that you will be there too. Thanks for riding along this morning. I do appreciate you folks that have been here for the whole ride, and welcome you newcomers. Please join me again next time for another edition of Homegrown.